I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get to business here on a, I'm calling it a beautiful Friday, damn it. This is all I ask for. I'll take, we got a lot to discuss and a little time to do it, so let's get going. I want to start out with what I think is the most worthless exercise in all of media, the NFL schedule release. Now, I will offer an audience for you guys to talk about it if you like, but someone needs to explain to me how on earth you dedicate time. And I'm talking about radio, TV, newspaper, doing the old win-loss thing or schedule difficulty thing. We haven't even had the draft yet. We don't know about any injuries yet. We don't know about training camp cuts. Yet. But yet, all I hear and see and read is people running around like a bunch of morons analyzing schedules. I don't know that the Lions have the second toughest schedule. I don't know what the Lions are going to do. I don't know what any of their opponents are going to look like. I don't even know what the Lions are going to look like. How did we get here? I mean, the schedule being released and people losing their minds. And there are respected people in the industry dedicating national shows to it. And I just shake my head at it. I think it's ridiculous. If you think I'm going to give you a take about the Lions and what I think their record will be, I'm not. If you think I'm going to go week by week and talk about the tough portions of the schedule, I'm not. I think it's asinine. And I guess I wanted to start the show with it because I know I'm in the minority on that. I know the easiest thing to do today would get on the air like a cheese ball and talk to you about how excited I am about the schedule, take you week by week, and then ask you for your opinion about how you think the Lions will do. I'm not doing any of that because it is a complete and utter waste of time and it's intellectually dishonest. And I get enough of that on the day-to-day. So I'm good. No, I have no idea what the Lions will do. You want to talk about your schedule? We could talk about it maybe 2 to 3 weeks in advance. That's about it. Show me who's even making it out of camp. Show me what you draft. Show me who's healthy. Take a look. I could tell you probably win your opener because you'll face a rookie quarterback, right? I mean, isn't that who the Jets are going to put out there? Baker Mayfield? Okay. I mean, honestly, is that what you guys want us to do? I don't care. I don't care what any other show does in any other city, on any other station. I'm asking you here, is that really what you want from us? I refuse. Literally the amount of stuff I ignore on this topic is 90%. I'm only interested in who you're playing, like divisionally, and seeing when the bye week is. Mainly so I can figure out if I can get out of town for a weekend. That's about it. There's nothing else you can pull from this. But yet I heard it, and you know, again, national guys with big platforms are just wasting everyone's time. It's crazy to me. But I want to throw the number out. I really want to see if that's what you guys expect. I've got a ton of things I want to talk about today. The schedule isn't one of them. But maybe that means we're not giving you what you want. So let's have a conversation about it. I wanted to dig right in on it. I know David enjoys it. If David chooses to argue with me about it, that's fine. I'd love to. David loves the schedule release. I know it's your baby. It is not for me.
No, I like it based on figuring out my fall schedule.
Trying to
figure out, you know, how many games I want to go see Pittsburgh or how many games I want to go see the Lions if I want to go see some road games.
Okay.
That I don't do the game by game.
Okay,
it's way too early for that.
You agree with me that all of the articles, whether it's ESPN or otherwise, all of the radio shows breaking things down. And again, big time national shows, etc. Isn't it the most intellectually dishonest thing you can offer your audience?
We haven't even had the draft yet.
Right.
So how can you break anything down, let alone training camp? It's April.
It's dishonest.
You can't do it yet. You just can't. You can't have any
projected record 8-8. Projected on what?
No.
You know how many times we go into a season thinking a team's going to be good and they're terrible and vice versa? It's a joke.
I do. I think a lot of people like it, though. I think there clearly are a lot of fans who enjoy going game by game and talking about could we beat the Jets, could we beat the Cowboys, how good are the Packers going to be this year. I think that fans might not admit it, but they do enjoy it. I think it's pointless, as you guys said, to go game by game at this point in time and tally up a win, tally up a loss,
yeah,
another win.
Can't do it.
But I think a lot of fans, it just gets them excited for football, and anything that they can see in regards to football in the fall, they're going to eat up.
It's funny, though, because the way it's covered, take the draft, right? The draft has, in the last 10 years, started to be covered in a manner in which I care less about it than I used to. Like, unless you're picking in the top five, I don't get excited about the draft. The way it's covered, it so oversaturates the marketplace, I just want the draft over with. Then I'll look at who you take, and then you know what's going to happen? I'll have a mostly tempered response, unless you do something stupid. Taking a tight end 10 overall is stupid. We knew that. You knew that. Your mother knew that. Okay? But outside of that, like, that's the second most dishonest thing people do, grading the drafts. What gives you the right? What gives you the idea that you have any ability to grade a draft? You don't even know how these players are going to be used in the given schemes. Like, what's more dishonest to offer your audience? A week-by-week analysis win-loss of the schedule release, or a draft grade filled with lava hot takes? Neither of which will do. We could talk about whether you're excited about who they take, or we could talk about maybe you wanted somebody else. That's different than offering grades. I read Mel Kiper's grading column after the draft. I want to barf all over my computer.
What's worse, though, you think?
That's what I'm asking.
The schedule thing, but I was trying to think about this. The schedule by schedule, the training camp articles that are always out there, you know, training camp takeaways.
Any training camp coverage.
Training camp takeaways, draft grades.
You know what I would do for Burkett? I would do him and his family the biggest kindness ever. I would give Burkett training camp off. Dave, you're too good of a writer. Nobody cares about any of this. It's nonsense. Take some time with the kids and the wife. Go enjoy your life. Next 17 weeks, I'm going to need you 24/7.
Another bit, Combine Warriors.
We
always read articles about that.
The worst.
As well.
The worst. No, hold on. You want to do an ABC? We'll do an ABC. Okay. What is the most intellectually dishonest exercise amongst NFL coverage? Winner-loss predictions based on the schedule release on April 19th. Draft grades, not years after, but a day after the draft. Or anything regarding training camp. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mikey. I started out as a PSA, but I'm totally willing to do this.
Here's the thing. Well, let's look at this point by point. Game by game, I would argue, is the dumbest out of the three. Because you don't know everything. You don't know injuries. You don't know details about the draft. You don't know even other free agents, whatever. Game by game is the dumbest out of the three. But then it just comes down to draft grades versus training camp reports. And I would say...
Oh, man.
I would say that out of these three, training camp reports are the most valuable out of the three.
Ooh.
And I don't think they're super valuable, but at the same time...
Okay, as long as you're willing to throw that in there and admit they're still useless, fine.
But if I could argue that, training camp reports, at least that is, for the most part, the team. Obviously, there's cuts that have to be made, but that's the team. That's the team that's going to be taking the field in the month. If you want to talk about guys that maybe look good in practice, I know it sounds
all right,
dumb.
So then why don't we do this? Let's simplify it. Take training camp off the board. So I need to apologize to Burkett. Now he's got to work August again because training camp's allegedly important. I was trying to give him a month off with the family.
Right.
The point is, fine. Training camp is out. We now are down to two completely intellectually dishonest exercises. The prediction of wins and losses on the schedule release, which all goofball media are doing today, or draft grades day after draft. Literal grading. I think the Ravens, give them a B-minus. We need a B-minus. You could talk about whether you think they addressed their needs or not. Maybe you go, well, you know, I wish they would have taken this guy. That's being a fan. Draft grades? No, no.
Well, here's the thing between those two. The game-by-game predictions versus the draft grades. At what point will you know if you were right with either of these two questions? Meaning game-by-game, you'll know in a few months. But draft grades, if you do that, you're not going to know for years if these guys are going to pan out necessarily.
It's a rare occasion where basically you get one player who's so good. Like, okay, an example. Last year, Kansas City's draft is already a success because Kareem Hunt turned out to be like Priest Holmes, right? So do you already say it's successful? I'm asking.
No, because that's okay. Just one player. They're grading the entire class.
The year the Giants got OBJ or the Rams got Aaron Donald. You know, those guys might be good enough. You go, well, I guess it's a success. The point is those are the outliers. 99 out of 100, I think it takes 3 years. You got to go into the rookie's third year to then look back and go, well, how many of the guys are still on the team? How many of these dudes are being used? How many of these guys am I going to try to sign to a second contract, etc.? So I would say at least the better part of 3 years. But yet...
And look how many top prospects are just draft busts.
Oh, but guarantee you'll see this. Day one of the draft, you'll see Kuiper and McShay doing day one grades. Here's when I will speak on the NFL draft. I will talk to all of you the Monday after the draft. You can tell me if you're excited. You can tell me if you like who they took or they didn't. We can have conversations. Draft grades is every bit as bad as wins and losses on a schedule release.
Yeah, while I don't like draft grades, I think they can serve somewhat of a purpose because
really?
You can go back and see how bad the person was on guessing their grade for that team.
If it gives me a chance to hate Kuiper,
you could.
I'm in.
And that's why I like it.
I don't think Kansas City addressed their needs, hip turn.
The week by week, though, is worse because at no point can you predict wins or losses for a season.
See, I'm with
David. Not now or not even a week before the season because of what Sully mentioned, injuries.
I'm with
David.
See, I'm with David.
You can never get that right.
Is that the most intellectually dishonest thing that we do in media and that fans do at home? Predicting wins and losses on the schedule release in April.
No, because I think draft grades is worse. Guys, look at how many of these top picks don't pan out. Look at the success rate. I would say the success rate in terms of people who grade the draft and people who grade and go win by win with the season. The guys who grade these drafts, the success rate's terrible. There's no way they're even right a lot of the
time. Well, hell, the NFL teams can barely bat 50%. Truthfully.
At least, and I hate defending it, but at least with game-by-game predictions, that is a few months away. You have an idea of what the shape of the team's going to be.
But I don't think you do.
But you have more of an idea what the shape of the team's going to be than what these prospects are.
How are you predicting the Cleveland Browns wins and losses? You don't know who they've taken at 1, at 4, at 15, at 33, at 39, at 43, at 68, at 60. They got a million picks!
Because you'll still know another 40 players they're going to be on the team.
But they're not the most important ones!
Well, the rookies aren't the most important.
What are you talking about? If they draft Saquon Barkley, it's the best running back since Adrian Peterson.
Well, generally. Maybe with the Browns, yes.
Okay, fine. How do you predict the Denver Broncos?
Because my argument would be that you have a good amount of the team that you know will be there.
You're feeding into the lie.
I hate game-by-game predictions.
Let me throw the number up. Let me throw the number to the people, because then I've got what I think could be one of my most insightful, illuminating takes of 2018. Because I think I've got proof. And it's from something I saw last night. On the telly, as they say. I'll give that to you at 5 o'clock. Because I'm going to help a local team begin their rebuild.
Uh-oh.
No, David, there's nothing to...
I think I know.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Something I saw on the telly has convinced me of something that I've said on the air, but now I'm going to be authoritative about it because I'm just feeling it. I'm in the mix. Fair? 248-539-9797. Which is more dishonest? Predicting records based on the schedule release or draft grades a day after? 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.